Hey everybody, sorry.
Nope, you're good.
Brett,
All
with you
right.
on, do you want to make a decision on the premium?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear that. I just heard the last part of that.
We'll talk about it when we get to that on the agenda. So,
Okay.
all right, we're going to call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 27th, 2026, 10:04 p.m. or a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, for everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Patrick, your chair, you want to start?
Yeah, Patrick Manning, board chair.
Brett Boren, I think I'm vice chair, treasurer.
Stephanie Nass, secretary.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountants.
Danny, you want to tell us?
Danny J. Islander, Black Desert Reef Capital.
Great, thank you. That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker, the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Danny, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, first up, board, we have our board meeting minutes from our April 27th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I've reviewed them and I'd make a motion to approve those minutes.
Thanks, Patrick.
I
I'll see.
second.
I'm going to give it to Steph, Brett.
Good job, Steph.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. I do want to correct one thing. It's Danny that's at the anchor location for the record. So, all right, let me stop sharing and I'll turn it over to Lauren.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I'm going to share my screen and I hope everyone can see this. We've got quite a few payments in our payment listing this quarter. So let me know if I need to zoom in on anything here, but this is our payment listing for, like I said, Q2. So this covers the time period from April 1st through June 30th, with total expenditures, it looks like $19,459,446.82. Majority of this is capital outlay expenditures through those project fund requisitions, a little bit of administrative expenses up at the top. And then we did have our scheduled bond interest payment on the Series 2024 bonds. That was just under 5.1 million. And then it looks like there was also a mandatory redemption on the 2024 bonds. So on the 1st of June, that was just over 4.6 million. Any questions I can answer on anything in the payment listing?
Brett, you good?
This looks good to me.
Okay. I just want to tell you guys, your guys are great with their requisitions, by the way, their detail and everything we need. So Kevin's awesome.
That's great.
All right. If you guys are good with that, what I need then would be a motion to accept the second quarterly payment and expenditure listing.
I'll make a motion to accept the second quarter payment listing.
Great. Thanks, Brett.
I'll
I'll
second.
second.
Patrick beat you out, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Lauren.
All right, board. So we are also going over the Q2 financial statements today. I will note that this still has the draft watermark on it just because Shelby, our principal, hasn't done her final review. So this is subject to maybe some small changes, though we don't anticipate any. So starting here on the balance sheet, it looks like total assets as of June 30th were $203,052,550, with 50.6 thousand of that being in the general fund, 9.6 million in the debt service fund for the 2021 and 2024 C bonds, and then $193,346,519 in the Series 2024 debt service fund. And then lastly, the 55,000 projects. Then on the liability side, it does look like $83,009 in total liabilities, 39,600 of that being in accounts payable, and then 43,300 being due to other funds, just between the debt service fund and the general fund for the administrative costs. Then in the general fund, so far total expenditures are just over 29,100. These are for the administrative costs so far. And total, it looks like there are some transfers that have happened. So then our ending fund balance is $24,970 fund. Then in the debt service fund for the 2021 and 24C bonds, total revenue so far 32, or excuse me, 3.2 million, with the majority of that being property taxes, so 3.1 million in property taxes, and then 87.7 thousand of interest income so far. There is $50 of other revenue, and I believe this was showing as a repayment from the bank that we couldn't attach to anything. So we do have an outstanding question there. I think it said wire error or something like that. So
Yeah,
once we can,
so I
oh,
was gonna say,
do you know what that
Lauren.
is, Steph?
Yes, ma'am, I do. So we had some difficulties when we were trying to get this last wire out. Mountain America had updated their software and it took them about 4 days to actually send this wire. So as a courtesy, they gave us back several of the wire fees from what we had done previously.
I see. So then it is accurate then that this would go under other revenue and not for like a property tax or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, we will leave it here then. Thank you, Stephanie. And then on the expenditure side, it looks like just the bond interest payment on the Series 2021 bonds last quarter, that was 1.6 million. Then after some transfers to and from funds, this biggest one being for the bond issuance in 2024, moving that to a separate fund. Our ending fund balance is just over 8.3 million. Then in our second debt service fund for the Series 2024 bonds, looks like interest income so far of just over 469,500. And then assessment revenues so far just over 2.4 million. And on the expenditure side, just under 9.7 million for the bond principal and bond interest payments that we saw in our payment listing earlier. So then after the transfers from other funds to establish this debt service fund, looks like ending fund balance is just over 18.2 million. Lastly, here we have the capital projects fund. So far, interest income of 236.5 thousand. Then capital outlay of 19.1 million. So our ending fund balance after this small $1,000 transfer is $55,280.56. Any questions on the financials today?
Not for me.
Me either. Lauren, when are these finalized and when can we get a copy of these?
So Shelby just returned to the office this morning. I believe she's trying to get through a few today and tomorrow. As soon as they are finalized, we plan to send out a finalized copy without this watermark to the group.
Awesome.
And if there are changes, we'll let you know.
We're going to meet later to there tomorrow to just go through some of our accounts payable. We need to get that cleaned up. And so this would be helpful for that.
Okay. Yeah, we should be sending, I would say either later today or early tomorrow.
Awesome.
But if you do have any questions for us between now and then, feel free to just send us an email.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, is that everything, Lauren?
That's everything.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think, Brett, of the motion. Maybe we accept the financials as presented with possible minor changes. Does that sound okay?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented with the possibility for minor changes.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, last thing on the agenda. So, Utah Local Governments Trust, who we get the insurance from, they haven't had any premium increases for the last couple of years. So this year they sent us an email saying, hey, we need to adjust our premiums. So they wanted to go from 3,500 to 5,000. Christy, correct me if I get any of these numbers wrong, but they wanted to go up to that 5,000. So new districts, well, let me back up. So when you guys became a district and all the early districts, we did a 5 million, and that was their lowest that they would go. Well, now they recognize that PIDs and that IFDs, there's really not a ton of liability for the district. So they've gone to a $2 million policy as kind of the set number. So they asked us, hey, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to drop down to the 2 million and stay at the $3,500 mark? Or do you want to stay at the $5 million level and that premium would go up? Christy, remind me what the premium number would go up to if we stayed at 5.
5,000.
So 5 million at 5,000. So I guess, Patrick, the question that we were talking about before is that 1,500 worth staying at the 5 million?
My opinion is I don't really understand what liability a PID would have, but $1,500 isn't a lot of money either. So, Brett, what do you think?
Yeah, I would love to know, Michael. Do you have an understanding of what it's covering? Is it covering me, Patrick, and Stephanie personally, or is it just covering the like what liabilities is it covering or
So it does
potential
cover
risks?
you guys for errors and omission, officers and directors. And then it also covers like general liability for the district. And so keep in mind, anything on the work site is going to be covered by your guys as either workers' comp or
Yeah.
whatever the development company has as far as insurance. So this only covers the district, and that's why they recognize there's not a lot of exposure for the district. But we want you guys to feel comfortable, and of all the districts, you guys are by far the biggest. So we for sure want you guys to feel comfortable with whatever that number is that we want to do the liability at as a district. Tyler, you have anything additional?
No, I think you covered it well. There's not a whole lot of liability, or potential for liability here, other than basically if you guys commit fraud or something, which no
Then
one,
it
I
wouldn't
don't.
cover us.
Yeah. Yeah. Be really hard to, but other than that, yeah. The district doesn't own any assets, right? As far as like, property or utilities or anything, right? Yeah. Then yeah, there's not a whole lot here.
That's why it's interesting. Is this pretty common? Like that's a pretty big increase but is that just pretty normal just because of inflation, or what is causing the increase?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. And again, they hadn't increased for at least 2 years, possibly 3 years, what the premium was. So they just came back. Apparently, their underwriting desk said, hey, we need to bump it up. Remember, we're members of the trust. And so most of the governmental entities that are medium to the smaller size in the state belong to the trust. Just because they get such a good deal from the wholesale market. So, my recommendation for you guys, 1500, I don't want to say it's not a lot because it is, right, obviously money, but with the size of the district, I don't know if it would affect the bottom line that much for you guys, but you guys just tell us what you want.
I'm fine with either. Patrick, what do you want to do, Steph?
I literally don't care. I mean, it's inconsequential both ways, in my opinion.
You have any
I'm
thoughts?
good with, yeah, I'm good with whatever the two of you decide, honestly.
So, Brad, it's coming down to you.
right, let's just keep it at five.
Okay. We will send them the email saying that you guys want to keep it at five.
I believe they renewed it at the 2 million, so I'll probably have to set out a new term sheet for signature to go to the 5 million.
Does that change your mind, Brett?
Does that cause a whole bunch of extra work?
Not a ton. Just either you or Patrick will have to sign the new term
It
sheet.
creates extensive work. No,
Yeah.
it doesn't.
It's a few emails back and forth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then I'd say let's do it at five then. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, let's just have Brett sign the term sheet because his autograph is worth $1,500. It's a wash.
That's true, Patrick. So, all right. Just look for a term sheet then, Brett. Okay. Well, that's everything I show on the agenda. You guys have anything for us?
Nope, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Good to see you guys as always.
You too.